This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasamy in Colombo today, aimed at bolstering the strategic and developmental partnership between the two neighbours. Several agreements in various sectors, including defence and energy, have been signed in the presence of the two leaders.
Sampur solar power plant se Sri Lanka ki urja suvidha mein madad milegi. Multi-product pipeline ke nirman aur Trincomalee ko urja hub ke roop mein viksit kiye jane ke liye jo samjhota hua hai, uska laabh Sri Lanka ke sabhi logon ko milega. Dono deshon ke beech grid interconnectivity samjhote se Sri Lanka ke liye bijli export karne ke vikalp khulenge.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome at Colombo's Independence Square, which the Ministry of External Affairs described as special, marking the first time Sri Lanka has hosted such an event for a visiting foreign leader. This is PM Modi's fourth visit to the island nation since 2014 and his first since Dissanayake assumed office. PM Modi arrived in Colombo last night, where he was welcomed at the airport by several top Lankan ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to two bills, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 and the Boilers Bill 2024. The Immigration and Foreigners Bill seeks to regulate the immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals four earlier acts, the Passport Entry into India Act, the Registration of Foreigners Act, the Foreigners Act and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act. The Boilers Bill seeks to regulate boilers and ensure the safety of life and property from the danger of steam boiler explosions. It repeals a century-old Boilers Act of 1923. On National Maritime Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled India's rich maritime history. Sharing a video in a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted the role played by the maritime sector in nation building. He further asserted that the government will continue to strengthen the maritime sector and ports for India's progress. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the day in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said India's maritime sector is a key pillar of the nation's economy with a glorious history spanning several millennia. He also highlighted that every citizen of the country must contribute and play their role in making India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Deputy Prime Minister of the country, Babu Jagjivan Ram, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Jagjivan Ram's lifelong struggle for the rights of the deprived and the oppressed will always remain a source of inspiration. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was shot dead along the international border in Jammu late last night. According to the PRO BSF Jammu, an intruder was seen crossing the international border in the Jammu border area on the intervening night of 4th and 5th of April and was subsequently neutralized in the border outpost Abdulia in the Arispura sector. In Punjab, as many as 268 children have been taken away from street begging and have been rehabilitated under the project Jeevan Jyot since the beginning of the project in July 2024. The objective of project Jeevan Jyot is to rehabilitate children engaged in begging and reintegrate them into the mainstream society. The High Commission of India in Ottawa has confirmed the death of an Indian national due to stabbing in Canada's Rockland area. Expressing grief over the incident in a social media post, the commission said that one suspect has been arrested by the police. Legendary film actor and director Manoj Kumar was laid to rest with full state honours at the Pavan Hans Crematorium in Mumbai today. He passed away at a private hospital in Mumbai yesterday following a prolonged illness. The Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of northwest India during the next 4 to 5 days. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals, and in the second match, Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.